The only way that I can describe it was that if you fell into the sea and you're struggling to get to the surface of the water, there was absolutely no pain whatsoever, even though they say, I have had a heart attack, but I felt no pain whatsoever, except just trying to fighting to get out of something, you know. I was absolutely sweating profusely, drenched in it, and I never sweat. And they're all of a sudden freezing cold as if you were in a fridge. A horrible experience.
Were you able to speak? Could you tell Anne what was happening or there was something wrong?
Oh, yes, my speech was fine because Anne came in then, realised something seriously was on, and straight away she was onto the phone to the paramedics. And then within 6 or 7 minutes, they were here. All of a sudden, I heard people talking about, oh, we'll get the air ambulance to come down. And it's a good job they did, because apparently what I've heard, that if the air ambulance had not come, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you now.
The air ambulance got you from South Moulton to Exeter in about 10 minutes.
Easy, yes. Yeah.
16 minutes after that, you'd been in, you'd had a surgical procedure.
Correct.
And you were... you were well. You were mended.
Yeah.
One of the paramedics, Kate, came out to me afterwards and said, patient fixed. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, about 20 minutes, all done and dusted. I felt really fine. I was taken up to the ward where it was nice and warm. I got warmed up very quickly, met a doctor who took all my details, and I was feeling absolutely fine.
And what they do, and I guess you've learnt this afterwards, I've certainly learnt this afterwards, is they make an incision in an artery.
Yes.
They feed a little wire into your heart.
That's right.
And they use a little balloon to open up
the
artery with a blockage. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, known as an angioblast. Mm. And then when he finished the procedure, he said, there you are, Bernard, there's your heart, it's looking good, it's pumping strong. He said, you're fine, it's the end of the operation.
And did you feel instantly better?
Yes. Yeah. New person. No sweating, no cold, nothing.
I was amazed when I rang you a couple of days after your discharge, within a week of this happening, that you answered the phone chirpy. Yeah, you said, I'm just going out shopping.
Yeah.
Are you back as good as you were before?
Even better. What's today? Tuesday. 1 week later, more or less to the hour, I feel as if this has never happened.
How much of that is down to the Devonair ambulance and the staff at the cath lab at the RD&E?
Because the night before that I was to be discharged from the Devon hospital, Dr. Shah very kindly came up to see me. My God, he says, you're looking a different man now, he said, when I met you the other day. And he said, I can tell you, he said, Bernard, he said, if it wasn't for the air ambulance, he said, you and I wouldn't be talking now. And that man ought to know. Thank you, Dr. Sharp, for everything you've done. All the staff, absolutely incredible down at hospital.